It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko. And you might have heard us doing this a few times this week, and we're in the fortunate position working here at Hit 106.9 that we can. But it's been a really tough year for everyone.
No doubt.
Absolutely. And so we wanted you to suggest people who have been doing it tough this year, and maybe here with the friends at the radio station, we could just try and give back to them just a little bit to reward them for either a tough year or some wonderful work they've been doing, which is the story today. So first of all, we want to introduce you from Marmong Point to Therese Lushvitz. Good morning. How are you going?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm good.
Now, who have you nominated this morning and why?
Nominated my husband, Scott. So he's an Aboriginal cultural officer at Edgeworth Primary School. I just want to acknowledge and praise him for his beyond attitude and involvement for his students and the families of the students at his school. He assists and supports the children and the families that are doing it tough, you know, through making sure the kids have got food through the day, like their lunches, their breakfasts, also delivering food packages to the families during this hard time. And he started a breakfast club at the school and organised a program, and the kids get in and help too. They run a little cafe amongst themselves, so it covers all the bases, you know, spelling, writing and arithmetic. But yeah, he started that to make sure all the kids that weren't getting breakfast were getting a good breakfast to start off
with
in the morning.
And so these things are always tough to run. How is he raising the funds in order to be able to do that?
So he was going out and speaking to all the businesses around the local area, getting donations. But, you know, with COVID and everybody else, the business is suffering as well. You know, that hasn't been coming through as much. So, yeah, it's just off their own back now, doing it that way. So.
Yeah, well, once you start on a routine like that, it'd be so hard for these extenuating circumstances to take that away from you.
Yeah.
But, Therese, thank you so much for that beautiful nomination of your hubby, who also joins us on the phone. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have any idea what's going on? You're on with Nick, Jess and Ducko at Hit 106.9, and all week we've been talking to some very deserving families. This can be a really tough time of year, and some people have had extraordinary circumstances really tarnish this end of year. But your beautiful wife, Therese, nominated you for some incredible work that you've been doing. And we just wanted to take this opportunity, one, to thank you for your selfless work, but also to give back a little bit. Oh. Therese has kind of given us an idea about your work at Edgeworth Primary, but what does it mean to you to work with these families and these children at Edgeworth Primary?
Oh, it's wonderful. We've got a beautiful community out here. Yeah, kids love just coming to school each day, just brings my day together. And then seeing the kids, you know, trying to get them up and going to be the best they can and plant little seeds in their heads so that they can do whatever they want as they move through life.
And, mate, with all the stuff that you're doing for the kids, what's 2020 been like for you?
It's been a different year. Learned a lot more about the kids and where they're at as far as financially, but also mental health has been a really big thing within our community this year as well. So I've actually been in a meeting now with someone who's trying to put some stuff together for next year to help the families, but also help the kids come through with that.
Yeah, well, we're sorry for interrupting your very important work.
And the kids are so lucky to have you as well, particularly this year out of all years.
Yeah, to have a champion to like that. Well, Scott, speaking of looking ahead at 2021 and speaking of that give back, as we mentioned, we just wanted to say that thanks to our friends here at the radio station, we're going to give you $1,000 cash to spend on the children in whatever way you see fit at Edgeworth Primary to assist in those programs, the breakfast club, on those day trips for kids who don't get to go anywhere otherwise.
Oh, that's wicked.
It doesn't stop there. Awesome. We know that you don't have any time for yourself and you don't put anything into yourself. So we've also got a $500 Westfield voucher coming your way, again, to use however you see fit. We're hoping you can treat yourself, maybe your beautiful wife as well, this Chrissy, but a massive thank you for the work you do in our community. It's a champion effort.
Thank you. That is awesome. Thank you very much.
What are you going to put it forward, the money?
Periodically, we've been getting the boys and girls together on the weekends with the bus and all that. So that's going to go to funding the petrol and the little ice blocks that we do for certain
certain ones, yeah. Wow. That's wicked.
Oh, mate. No, you're amazing. And thank you so much. And to Therese as well for nominating you. And big shout out to everyone at Edgeworth Primary School. You're doing amazing stuff there. And I mean, look, it's not much, but it's the least we could do to say thank you and well done for this, everything you do in this hard year.
Thanks, mate. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, darling. She helped
I out. I told you it was good. Positive.
Yeah. Not a stitch up.
Get out of this meeting. You're going to have to take this call.
She usually does stitch me up.
Well, Therese Scott, thanks so much for your time. Everyone here at Hit 106.9, Nick, Jess and Ducko, we thank you.
Thank you, guys.